been a long, hot August, a lot of meetings, a lot of town halls, and now you get to go back to Congress. What do you think is going to happen?
I suspect Congress is going to play a lot of politics and not tackle what the people really see as the priorities, which is to get this economy back on track, not through federal government jobs, but jobs along Main Street and small businesses. They want the spending to stop, they want a balanced budget, and they don't want tax increases. Unfortunately, I don't see the Democrat Congress doing any of that. In fact, it seems to me they're going to try to spend more and raise taxes more.
We still haven't seen a budget. Do you think in these next few weeks they're going to do that?
Since, for the first time in 40 years, they didn't even propose a budget, the American public has no idea how they're going to spend money or when. I don't see them passing a budget or the spending bills before November. The Speaker tells us it's because they don't want lawmakers to have to take tough votes before the election. How is that holding lawmakers accountable? How is that giving the people a voice in the budget and how our country spends their tax dollars? Remember, it's our tax dollars, not the government's.
Well, Mr. Brady, speaking of the Speaker, she's returning to her office and a letter on her desk.
We House conservatives have joined together in a letter to the Speaker that basically reflects what we've heard in August. What the public wants is no more bailouts, no more stimuluses, as the president has proposed, no more spending, no more tax hikes. And the letter says to the Speaker, stop spending now. Stop it before the election. Don't allow it to go forward in the lame duck. Just stop it, period. The question is, will she listen to the American public?
92% of Americans in a recent ABC News poll said they thought the economy was in bad shape. We're now seeing American competitiveness falling as well. Should we be concerned that this debt problem is starting to get the entire world's attention?
In some ways, this isn't surprising. America used to be very competitive in a low tax rate. We no longer are. Used to be the best place for research and development. We no longer are. We used to be the best place to invest your money. We are now, in one study, the 75th best country in the world to invest dollars. And the impact of all of that, less jobs, less prosperity, less opportunity. When Speaker Pelosi took the gavel for the first time, America led the world in competitiveness. Today, we're number four and sinking. The reason is they look at our economy and they look at our dangerous levels of debt, and they know this is no longer the best place in the world to invest. That ought to scare a lot of lawmakers who continue this spending spree, who want to tax businesses and families more. All of this makes it harder for us to compete and win for the best jobs and the best companies in the world. How much lower do we have to go before this Congress gets the message?
It's fall. A lot of people are starting to find out what their new health care plan is going to be for the new year, and they're starting to see some numbers they're not very happy about.
No, while the president is sending out checks to seniors to try to convince them this health care plan is good, most families, most businesses are getting letters saying they'll see a 5 to 10% increase in their health care premiums this year, mainly because of President Obama's health care plan. The new mandates in there, three of which take place immediately, are already driving up costs. When the full 17 mandates are woven into your health care plan, it's going to be more expensive for any of us to afford health care. The president promised if we liked our plan, we could keep it. That's proven not true. He said health care costs will go down, not up. That's being proven not true. And they said the federal government would spend less on it. That already has been proven untrue. So all the promises that were made, none yet have been kept.
The president is in Washington this weekend, and so are many Americans. They want to get their voices heard.
It's exciting to have just average Americans traveling to Washington to march down the mall to tell the president they want the spending stopped. They want the country back. They want the Constitution to be honored. They want the people to have a bigger say than government. I hope the president stops whatever he's doing this weekend, looks out the window, and maybe opens the window and listens to those voices on the mall, because they reflect the feelings and the belief of the American public. They want to be heard. They're tired of an arrogant Washington.
And also this past weekend was the 9/11 remembrances. So for a lot of folks around the country, it was an opportunity to stop and remember 9 years ago.
It is so important for us not to treat September 11th as any other day. If you think about it, an 8-year-old child today wasn't even alive when that attack occurred. We ought to be thinking about that day, about the towers falling, about the death toll that day, about the horrendous sights at the Pentagon in Pennsylvania, and the knowledge that, one, America is under attack by groups who are not going to stop until they pull us down, and two, the strength we have when we unite together. We have heroes in firefighting uniforms and police uniforms. We have heroes fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan today. There is so much about 9/11 Americans must never forget. In fact, every day we have to battle the enemies that continue to focus on us.